All right, we're back after a week off. I really wanted to record for Talladega, but, you know, things happen. I was in the Great White North, Miami, Chicago, New York, world traveler over here. But we're back in the Duval studios, and we're feeling good. And we are bringing back stage cautions to the Roval this weekend, and I don't know why that's where my mind went. Let's back up a second and bring in our guest this week, who is a friend of ours who you may not know or you may know in the gambling space, Kyle, a.k.a. Auto Lotto, a.k.a. Kyle motherfucking Lotto, as Rory would call him. The guy that runs our NLD Twitter account behind the scenes, been doing a bunch of work. Auto Lotto 317 on Twitter. How are we doing tonight, Kyle?
Doing great. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Popping his podcast virginity tonight as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
You was on here. You was on here before me. You're doing good.
Okay. No. First so step. about 15 minutes ago, Rory texts us and says, hurry the fuck up to make the link so we can start recording. So I drop what I'm doing. I grab my glass of water. I come up. I send the link out to everybody. Zach joins. Kyle joins shortly thereafter. And then we're just twiddle button dicking around, fart dicking for like 15 minutes before Rory decides to join. And we have his wonderful better half to come on to give us a winner that we'll discuss later. So anyway, now I was applauding Rory before he joined, and then I had to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And now I don't really feel like applauding him anymore. So, Rors, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I'm pumped. We got them Auto Lotto on here. You know, I'm waiting to hear what he has to say about this race, because I'm really curious, because I think he's going to nail this week, because he just has that IndyCar, like road course, like history thing. And I think you can tie that back over to especially this car, you know, now, because he knows how important like starting positions, different things are. But he also knows the NASCAR side, trying to figure out like, all right, who the hell's really going to be like stage racing, points racing. Then, I mean, it's all kinds of different things that can pop up in the middle of this race. It could be somebody that had problems early. They missed out on stage one points, and now we have to go into the next stages. Like, we might be able to get this dude live at some good money, because now they're going to switch up their strategy and try to go out and win the race, and it might be the guy that has a fast-ass race car. Get him out front right here near the end. Cash it.
Well, we're going to talk a lot about stages and points racing. So if you don't want to hear anything about that, I advise you to listen to the first 3 minutes of this podcast and turn it off, because that's a very important part of gambling on NASCAR this week, and a little bit upsetting. Zach, Highline Betting, is fired up. I mean, I have not seen him this fired up in a long time. He's the first one to join the podcast, the little lobby we got going on. The first words out of his mouth were, let's bet, I'm ready to bet, something along those lines. How you doing, and what makes this race and this week enticing to you, and why are you so fired up?
I like it because I think it's a lot more predictable, because you can see who's going to have to play for stage points and who's not. There are a couple questionable drivers in Xfinity and Cup that they could go for points or they could go for the win, but I think it narrows down the options a lot, so I think we have less guys to pick from, so easier chance to win this week.
All right. Well, without further ado, do we want to touch on Talladega last week? I did watch the race. I did also take a nap during it, but then I rewinded and watched the end of the race. Hell of a finish. It was fun to watch. No matter if they were fuel saving or not, I thought that was the best super speedway race we've had in the next gen car, hands down. I don't think it was close. And I also had a Harvick ticket. So I was jumping up and down, ranting and raving 5 minutes after waking up from a nap, and just to get my heart ripped out, not once, but twice, as he finishes dead last for some bullshit. So
I thought my man was going to fucking pull one off.
God, I thought he was.
Hit him big time in the Cup Series. Riley Herbst.
Oh, like, dude, I got him 151 live.
Man, yep. I was pulling so damn hard for him. That would have been freaking cool. That would have been like Justin Haley winning the Pepsi 400 in the middle of the summer, except he finished the race and it didn't get called by rain and he won it.
Would have been way cooler.
And that would have been cool as shit to win your first race like that. But, I mean, I would have liked to have seen my man get him a win during his retirement year.
It ain't over yet. It ain't over.
That would have been nice, man. I like Harvick. Harvick's old school.
Martin,
you like Rodney better, but yeah, I don't think that
Rodney's the man.
I don't think that it's out of the question. We got Martinsville.
I think he's going to win Phoenix and be the first time non-fucking Final Four dude to win a race in the championship.
Wow. I actually agree with Rory on that one. I think Harvick's going to have a really good car.
That's going to be the like big walk-off and all. Like, can you imagine how big that would be if he does that? Viewership, everything.
Rigged? NASCAR
is
rigged?
It's going to be a lot of people that watch that race that maybe not even watch NASCAR for years that left. They're going to watch that race because they're a Kevin Harvick fan or a Dale Earnhardt fan that transitioned into a Kevin Harvick fan. And then he just said, fuck it, when Harvick left, Childers type fan. You know, whatever like that. But they're probably going to tune in.
The Taylor Swift effect? I mean, the Kevin Harvick effect? I mean, the Delana
Kevin
Harvick
Harvick's
effect?
Kevin Harvick's way bigger than Taylor Swift.
Way bigger. I'm so fucking tired of her. I can't believe those words just came out of my mouth. I could not watch that fucking game on Sunday. That was just terrible. Yeah, dude, it's going to suck. It's going to suck not having Kevin Harvick in the sport. Man, he was so fun to bet on. We were talking about it before we started recording. That the 2020 season where he literally had a 50% chance to win the race every week and the books would give us like 7-1, 8-1 was just that. I mean, those were the days of, I mean, I started gambling on NASCAR in 19.
I remember when he qualified on the pole that year at damn Indy and it was just a stink shit fest. He fucking dominated that race. I mean, it wasn't even a car that was better than him on the short run, the middle run, the long run. It didn't make a damn what run you were on. That car was on a different planet.
I would love to see him come back for one race next year, Indy Oval.
I would be cool.
Just one race. He might.
Just one.
That would be cool.
If he's going to come back for one, that's the one, right?
Yeah. It makes sense.
Gotta be.
That would be cool as shit.
He's not winning Phoenix though. Like if he does, NASCAR is definitely rigged. You know how, like, you know what, you know where he's gonna finish? He's gonna finish fifth, because isn't that where Jimmy Johnson finished in his last race?
Don't forget though, I mean, he was the fastest car by far.
Oh, Phoenix won.
Isn't the four playoff cars being 1, 2, 3, 4 the rigged part?
But it's happened like a few times before.
Extra horsepower.
That's the rigging.
I mean, that's
I don't know.
Say.
Is that the rigged part?
That is what they say, that they have more horsepower.
Blaney should have won last year. He was faster, and he purposely
maybe it makes sense now why their horsepower range ranges from 650 to 700. It's 700 for the last race for the Final Four.
Is that right? They have leeway that much?
Yeah. I looked it up the other day when it was brought up in the Discord. I was like, I'm bouncing around. I'm pretty sure Greg's right about the 650. I was like, I'm just curious what Xfinity was and whatever, too. So I get to looking, and I'm like, 650 to 700? What the fuck is that?
Interesting. I've never heard that before.
I might have found something.
Yeah, I need to look into that.
Well, Rory found something. This just in, the four playoff drivers are going to be really fast at Phoenix.
Happens every year, but now I'm explaining. Yeah. Like,
maybe we got a why, you know?
I'm kind of buying into that theory that I've heard. Maybe somebody else already, like, seen this and just put it together and says it. Who knows? But it is unquestionably most of the time the top four that just sit up there and run. Whoever makes a mistake. I mean, Chase Elliott drove through the field that year. He won it.
Rigged.
Like, immediately.
No. Those were the years where if you started in the back, especially Chase Elliott, you had the fastest car, and you absolutely bet the guy that got,
Yeah, it's like Jimmy Johnson effect. You knew when Jimmy Johnson got penalized and was going back to the rear of the field, Jimmy Johnson winning.
Yeah.
Seen it done numerous times.
I feel.
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe they end up working on their own cars and put like a tire valve in there that the tires don't build up pressure.
It's going to be every week now. It's going to be every week. Every fucking week. If Ty Majeski cashes my over 1.5 wins this year, you are not allowed to say that ever again. If he does not win a race in the next two,
Yeah, you got two.
He's pretty good at Homestead. I'm almost guaranteeing you they were using this last year when they were beating everybody's ass and just never got caught. They're not going to have this year. You're in trouble.
Well, I guess I'm just going to be called out for thinking a guy that works on his own truck is a good thing. So
it is. We just give you.
Like very little things.
I really do like it, but I just give you a hard
time.
That's
fine. That's fine. But there's like very few things that like carry over week to week. Like we don't really. I mean, Grid Rival and like the structure of the show, I guess. But like the jokes and the inside memes and whatever. Like never get rolled over except for everyone shitting on me liking Ty Majeski because he works on his own trucks. And then like Derek has Grant Infinger on his podcast and he immediately texts me after he records and goes, yo, Grant Infinger works on his own trucks. I'm like, fuck you, Derek. All right. Eat shit. Okay. Anyway,
it was still funny.
I mean, no, can you tell I'm hysterically laughing?
I like it. I hope you never get broke down.
I wouldn't know how to fix it anyway. So I know how to change a tire. Trouble. That's about it.
That's why I need to move to Florida.
Come on down.
I can come pick you up. I'll pull you back home in my Chevy.
No.
My GMC.
No. Rory. Rory, you are sadly mistaken. You have got it wrong, buddy. It's first on race day. What does Ryan Blaney drive?
That fucking weasel.
Last NASCAR race, the winner was a Ford. That's all I got to say. First on race day, baby. Just saying.
Yeah. Guess who's going to be first on race day for the championship? Chevrolet or Toyota?
Well, yeah, I think it's Toyota. I think it's Toyota. What do you guys think? Right now, you have to choose Toyota or Chevy.
Chevy.
I'll pick Chevy just because I think it gives me buyer.
Chevy. Byron and Larson is greater than even Truex and Hamlin.
But Truex, terrible lately.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, Truex is struggling.
You give me summertime Truex and current Hamlin, yes. But Truex hasn't been good in a long time.
Which is crazy, dude.
You seen what happened earlier this year at Phoenix. You know who dominated that.
I don't.
But the louvers. Like, the louvers.
That's right.
But. Yeah, that made a hell of a fucking difference. I guarantee.
That was after Phoenix, right?
They still that was getting yeah. that was yeah. getting busted on something that you were covering up elsewhere. That does not matter.
So that's like the double reverse. Like you thought you caught me, but you really didn't.
That's old school NASCAR. That's Junior Johnson NASCAR. Let them catch me somewhere. That I really don't give a shit if they catch me because it's not an advantage, but it is illegal, and then they'll miss looking at where I want it to be a fucking advantage.
Speaking of retro vintage NASCAR, have you guys been looking at the NASCAR 75 Classics website at all? I feel like that was a fad that was like so hot when it first came out, and then like I feel like it's died off.
Not really.
Yeah. Yeah,
I focus on the next weekend and making money.
You know? There you go, Kyle. That's right there, boy. All right, well, fuck it. Let's talk about the Roval this weekend.
By the way, fuck you for jinxing Brad Keselowski.
That's not a jinx. I knew it was going to happen. Like, asshole. When everybody is on the favorite at a super speedway at less than 10 to 1, give me a break. Like,
I had him.
I bet a matchup on a super speedway. Who does that? Me.
I wish he would have been the same number at where I got him race day. I wish he'd have been 850 there because I wouldn't have touched it.
850 at super speedway is a joke.
What the hell? Only person I'm taking on a super speedway at 850, and you're not even going to get 850 on them, is the two Earnharts.
What about the guy? Oh, well, it's Austin Hill because we're not at a super speedway this week. What about Austin Hill? Would you take him 8.5 to 1?
Austin Hill. Yes. Absolutely.
That fad has also died out. Speaking of fads, he will not have the same success next year on super speedways that he has had this year. It's like the law of averages, like regression to the mean. Like, I believe in that. Like, people, there's guys that are huge numbers guys, right? And even maybe the three of you guys are going to disagree with me. I don't care. That shit happens. Like, you light the world on fire, and then it all comes crashing down.
Well, I will say one thing. JRM, arguably, besides them wrecking fucking each other at every damn spacer race, like, it's... They called up, I think, somewhat to Childress, where Childress, you know, last year and then even at the early race and whatnot, he was strong as hell. But then JRM's been pretty damn strong all year on him, too. So.
And then they wreck each other.
To win a super speedway. To win a super speedway, you need help, and they're tired of helping Austin Hill because he's won so many races.
Yeah, it's like I like Bingo. The Dale Jr. thing. You know, you win 5 out of 7 somewhere, and you won a few at Daytona, and then people just fuck it. We're not going to get behind you. Yep. We're just going to let you go backwards.
That's a smart thing to do. I don't blame him.
One thing Jr. did very well though was protecting the lead. Like, he knew how to switch back and forth and or not to. Kind of like, you know, fucking Christian Eckes did on Saturday if he would have just stayed on the low lane and get the shove back. Like, not jump up. You can't do that anymore in these. They lose so much when they come up. You can't block the other line, even in the truck series.
Mm-hmm. I have no opinion on the truck race. I did not watch it.
I don't have any opinion on super speedway trash.
Very true. For batting. Trash or track?
For batting. Trash for that's batting
fine.
Purposes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it that's is. Fine. I get it.
I mean, I hit my pole bet.
Hey. There you go.
That's all I'll be doing.
Alma Smola? Wait, who sat on the pole?
Almirola.
Yeah. Yep. Amarillo? Of course. Yeah.
Amarillo by morning, and Riley Herbst was fastest and first.
Yeah, dude, I had him too.
I got him 151 from the lead, which was mind-boggling. Anyway, that would have been really fucking cool. God, how cool would that have been? Shit.
My biggest bet was Chandler Smith top 10, and that was good until the lay wrecked right at the end.
No, dude. That wrecked at the end took him out of it.
No, shit.
He went to 12th, yeah.
No. We were getting ready to cash both top 10s, run out of there with 4 units. To the good.
And
then fucking non-talented ass fucking Corey LaJoy wrecks the whole goddamn field.
Yep.
That was funny. All
right. Stick to podcasting because you can't fucking drive.
Oh my God. I did not see that coming. I gotta be honest.
Making friends tonight, Roy.
No. Where did that come from? I was not expecting
Missed a couple bets, and now we're mad. But I feel you.
Did you lose out on money because of that last wreck?
I ended up finishing up like a unit or some shit when I should have been like 5 units to the fucking good, basically.
All right,
because
fair.
Of dipshit, not even making any. Like, what were you doing? Where the fuck was you going pushing? We're at the start goddamn finish line. What the fuck are you thinking?
He's trying to win a race, Rory.
Win a fucking race. You can't win a race if they're already crossing the fucking line in front of you and you wrecked the whole goddamn field base.
I did not see this coming, I have to say. I mean, my word, dude. Okay. Add Corey LaJoie to Rory's canceled list. Got it. Let's move on from the trash, though. That was actually, the racing was incredible, in my opinion.
I thought it was one of the best super speedway races. What have they changed that's made this better from
they're saving Daytona?
Nothing. Yeah. They're trying to outsmart the fuel mileage and like the time on pit road that night.
But I mean, even the, I don't know, something seems like they can pass now a little bit.
It's just because they're saving.
Did you listen to radios on Saturday? No, you listened to MRN, didn't you? Rory?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I listened to driver radios. Like, I was hopping around. By the way, Brian Keselowski, I know they touched on the broadcast. He is a great spotter, especially on a super speedway. But every person that you listen to, they were talking about...
Is that guy?
Will you shut the fuck up? I was just complimenting you about how you just not button in.
Fuck you.
Lick my nuts. What I was going to say was every spotter was telling their driver who was wide open and who was saving at the front of their line.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like the whole piss off. The whole race. That's why you could pass, because there were guys that were doing 70% down the backstretch, and the guys in the high line are 100%, and they're blowing by them. If they're all 100%, they're not passing each other.
I'm glad y'all had my answer for my question. Oh, that's why I'm on here.
You're welcome. You're so welcome, Rors. You're so welcome. All right. Can we talk about the Roval?
Yeah, I'm ready now. I just had to get that out.
I understand. We got Kyle with about 5 pages of pen and paper notes, and we got Zach, who is not pen and paper, I don't think, but he said that he has got the who's points race and who's not. He's got all that figured out. So
why got a pen?
Why don't we start? I got one of those too, Rors. Yeah, if you know, you know. Zach, let's start with you. You touched on it. It might be a little more predictable with the guys' points racing. Who are some of the guys that are favorable to bet in their points position, and who are some of the guys that we should maybe stay away from this week?
Yeah, so here I would say you got Kyle Busch. He's going for the win. He's going to have to win to advance. So that's definitely someone you should look at. Also, Byron and Blaney already locked in to the next round. They might try to steal like a stage win, but if you have a fast car, it would be better to go for the win of the race. So I would think Byron's probably going for the win of the race. Blaney's probably trying to steal something, maybe like a stage 2 points or stage 1 points. And then everyone else is playoff points racing. Bubba and Ross are a little bit back where they might be having to go for the win, but they also could points race. Maybe they points race stage 1, see how it goes, and then switch up. I have, you know, Bubba, Ross, and Denny as kind of question marks. The other ones would be all points racing or, you know, going for the win.
It is mighty tight around the deadline or the point cutoff. The Ross, Bubba, and Tyler Reddick are below the cut line, but they're all within 10 points. Brad is above the cut line, but only by 2 points. And then you got 3 guys that are within 20 points. That's Larson, Truex, and Buescher. If something happens to either one of the any of those guys, that brings in those guys, Reddick, Bubba, and Ross Chastain. So I think a lot is going to be determined after stage 1. So let's just say that Truex finishes outside the top 10 in stage 1, and Reddick wins stage 1, or, you know, Ross is up there 3rd, 4th place. That cut line becomes really close with like 6 or 7 guys. So I think that's going to determine, you know, the rest of the race and how they race it. But like Zach said, Byron, Blaney, and Kyle Busch, pretty much Denny Hamlin too. We know what those guys are going to do. Yes, if Denny has a chance to win a stage, he's probably going to do it for the extra point for the next round. And I just feel like, Kyle, do you have a grasp on what I just talked about? Do you think that it's going to the race is going to change depending on stage one, or do you feel pretty confident going in about the points situation?
I think the stage breaks are definitely going to change this race a lot, just because of how hard it is going to be to pass and make up those positions if you're not going to pit before the end. So the only difference that might happen is if you get a late caution before one of those stages, that kind of eliminates some of that strategy. But yes, I think, you know, the Tyler Reddicks, the some of the guys that are really high up there in the odds, I think the stage breaks are going to cost them, because they're definitely going to be going for those points to make sure they make it through.
So I heard that there is a, you brought up strategy. I heard that from Larry Mack. I was on my way to lunch today, and he was saying that there's a potential for some of these guys to stay out through stage one and pit at some point in stage two and make this a two-stop race. Have you guys heard any rumblings about that? Do you think the tires are going to hold on? I mean, am I reaching here?
I would just say that Christopher Bell won this race last year because he took tires late. So,
and they really didn't have that many laps on the last run of tires, I'm pretty sure, yeah, right?
So
that wasn't
now granted big. It was chaos and Elliott got punted and all that stuff, but
the stage break completely fucks trying to do this in two pit stops.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do it in two.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm out on that. I won't bring it up again.
Sorry, Larry Mack. And I'm not saying
America's crew chief. Come on.
You know, you're not my favorite crew chief of all time.
Steve Letarte.
Just because you, I love Larry Mack.
That's great.
The TV America's crew chief.
I was a Davey Allison fan, though.
See, I was the opposite guy fan. So I don't like Davey Allison, and I don't like Larry Mack.
You really wouldn't have liked Davey Allison if he wouldn't have died in a damn helicopter crash.
Dude, I told you when I was 7 years old, met Davey Allison. Who's going to win the race this weekend? What do you think I told him?
Dale Earnhardt.
That's goddamn right.
You told him the same. Hey, you told him the same. Hey, this is why I love Zach. Because Zach's just like I am. Because I can remember my dad back in the day. He was like, boy, get that damn hat off your head. We're over here with Junior Johnson and them and whatnot and blah, blah, blah. And here I am, like, got Davey hat rocking. They all love Davey, though. All of them did. I mean, hell, Davey come by the – I met him at the van in Daytona 1 year in 91. It was when DW flipped down the damn backstretch. And Davey finished, I forgot, like, he didn't win that day. Fuck, who did win?
Take a guess, and I'm going to Google it.
Let's see.
What is it?
500?
The 1991 Daytona 500?
1991 Pepsi 400 in the summertime. Yeah, it was...
probably Earnhardt, because he won everything except for the 500.
Bill Elliott.
God damn it. You were supposed to let me say that. I was getting,
you weren't going
to
pick
was getting ready to say Bill Elliott in the 9 melon blue car.
Damn.
Ronald McDonald.
No, 9 melon.
It was Coors. It was blue. Still. You got the blue part right, but he was sponsored by Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Yeah, you were close.
Coors Light.
You got the color right.
Isn't that something? Yeah, awesome Bill. I remember
that's
that.
A sexy ass looking car. If you guys are listening,
it's cool.
Go Google the 1991 picture from Victory Lane. Bill Elliott has got his fire suit zipped all the way down to his britches and his pale ass chest with his chest hairs out with his thumbs up. It's a pretty sexy looking car. Not him, but the car is.
But it was fun. It was cool.
My dad might be the biggest Bill Elliott fan on the planet.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he now a Chase fan?
He is, but not. We're not Hendrick people. So
are we anti-Hendrick?
He's a Chase fan. We're not. I mean, I'm not like a hater, if you will. I'll bet a Hendrick car if it's going to win.
Well, I'll bet anybody, but I still have opinions.
If I'll bet fucking Denny Hamlin, you know, exactly. I'll bet any damn body to win.
And Corey
fucking LaJoy now.
We're going to talk about this one more time before the season's over. The fact that I found out this year that Rick Hendrick owns the building in the dirt that the Chevrolet NASCAR people work in is fucked. That's so fucked. I just That's rigged. That's what I mean.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean,
it's about as rigged as it was when Childress was rolling fucking illegal ass cars through Fearnhart all those
Rory,
years.
Every single car
turning a blind eye to it. Not saying Earnhardt couldn't drive, but once they started really rolling some illegal shit through there, he dominated.
I've never stretched. Go ahead, Zach.
There's a picture I've seen of Earnhardt, and he's going through the inspection station, and they're checking the height on the right front, and he's got his foot underneath the valance, pulling it up some.
It's a great picture. It really is classic. But
hey, man, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. And if you don't think that every single car in the NASCAR Cup Garage to this day isn't cheated up, you are beside yourself.
It's got to be.
It has
to. You got to find the advantage.
As much as I can.
Even though Rodney Childers, oh, we had no control over it. I don't know. I've been guilty as shit my whole career, except for this one.
They just fell off. They just fell off.
I mean, I kind of believe that one. That's not really an advantage, right?
I'm going to tell you what. If he pulled that off somehow for them bitches to fall off with 50 laps to go or whatever it was something like that, or 50 miles to go. If he planned that out, that motherfucker is the absolute goat.
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
I was under the impression that was more of a safety issue.
With the windshield just flying off, I guess.
I mean, I don't know exactly, but I thought that's why he got DQ'd more than it making him fast. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's just, I'm not saying you're wrong, but it is a little fishy that maybe, you know, like 9 years ago, they may or may not have indented the back windshield. So come on, Rodney.
They didn't challenge it.
That's my man.
Fair.
Cheated up, damn it. Let's get some wins.
Back the rear end money. Into the fence, baby. Come on.
It's just like Jack and Nelson and Johnson. Cheat that bitch up.
Cheated up. All right, let's get back on track here. Zach, who are we betting? Have we laid bets? Are we waiting to bet during the podcast? Are you waiting for line movement? What's the status of your gambling week so far?
For race bets, I'm waiting for practice. Just because the way it looks right now, I'm eyeing either Allmendinger or McDowell, but I can't decide which one I want right now. So I'm going to wait. I did, like I mentioned earlier, I've built a new power rankings for qualification for pole sitters, and I hit a pole winner last week. So this week I'm trying to do that again.
Try to do that every week.
Well, you got to build stuff first, and now
not
now
just
it's ready.
Again. Shit,
it's ready.
Every week.
So
all right,
I got three guys on that. I bet Reddick. And the reason I bet Reddick, I'm looking at road courses this year and the Roval last year.
Yep.
So that's six races.
Yep.
He made the final in all six of those. He also was top five in five of those. Also has four second place ones.
Holy balls.
Starting positions. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's going to be right up there.
So I got on Reddick because of that. The next guy I got on is actually second in the model, and he's 15-1 right now. Is Daniel Suarez?
Dude,
mi amigo.
At the tracks, he's made the final five out of six in the group, and he's been in the top five four out of the six times.
He's fast.
So I also like him, and then I have one more guy, and then I'm gonna add something at the end. Also, I also like William Byron for the pool. 7-1. Byron did not get to qualify at the Indy Road Course, so that hurts his average. But let's just look at the Roval, Coda, and Watkins Glen. He was on the front row in all three of those races. So he made the final group three times, and when he was in the top five, he was on the front row. So I'm going to go with those three. And then also I noticed, looking at last year, that Group A had a significant advantage over Group B in the qualifying. Four out of the top five are from Group A, and all three of the guys I bet are also from Group A this year.
Wow.
So I think, you might Denny Hamlin, I think the model loves him.
I was just about to ask him about him.
He is in Group B, and he is the last in Group B.
Oh, not favorable.
So not favorable, so that is why I'm not betting him.
Fuck him.
Dude, he's got three poles this year.
Exactly. I wouldn't fault you for betting him. He does have three poles.
What is he to D&Q?
I correlate other tracks, not the ones he has poles at. So he's not really that high.
Well, he gets on the pole at all of them.
No, he can't handle the technical ones.
Oh, shit. I'm laughing over here, boys. The pin, the pole. What's next?
I'm drinking 9% IPAs over here. Oh, I didn't kicked it up a notch. It's like,
oh boy,
why buy a whole case of fucking 3.5s when you can get like six of these son bitches and it's like it's on.
Dude, wait till you hear about this other thing. Instead of getting a six pack that's like 9%, you get a bottle that's like 30%, dude.
Whoa. Yeah, like Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, could you imagine Rory drinking brown water during this podcast?
Oh, it would not be good. It would be exciting. I drank like a gallon of liquor at fucking Bristol that year. Like I was talking about in the damn Discord when Kurt Busch was doing them Snow Angels. It was so fucking cold. I was like, man, I'm so glad I brought these 2 half gallons with me. I fucking topped off 2 of them in 2 days.
I don't doubt it for 1 second. Some of the stories I've heard of you at racetracks.
We had the fire rolling. I slept outside up underneath the canopy beside the fire. I was like, this is the warmest spot right here. Carhartt overalls, everything still on. And I'm just like, well, let's go get up and do it again tomorrow.
You're something else. You sound like a young Mark in Mississippi.
Bristol's a hell of a time. So it sounds like a good one.
I got even a better story, but I can't tell it on here.
You get canceled? Are you scared to get canceled?
No, not canceled. I told Mark about it before, but I don't want it.
Is it the Charlotte story?
No, it's Bristol.
It's Bristol, baby.
It's Bristol, baby.
It's always Bristol.
It's Bristol, baby.
But one more thing.
Can we get back on track here?
All right. Sorry. Where's Rory's story in the middle? We haven't done Rory's stories in a while. So
it's true.
I figured I'd talk about my Bristol trip.
Right.
We were talking about earlier in the day. It was fun. This wasn't the same Bristol trip, though, that I had fun.
Don't, dude. Keep going.
No.
What happened to Bristol stays in Bristol.
Yeah. That's why it's staying in Bristol.
Yeah, you gotta stay. Some stuff
does. I only have one question, and then we're going to Zach, and we're getting back on the Roval. Does Whitney know about this story?
Probably. Well, I mean, she knows about some of the story.
50% of it.
I'm fucked now.
All right, Zach, what else you got, buddy?
The practice and qualifying is the same time as last year, so it should correlate from last year.
Interesting. Okay. So I was doing my little prep work for some plays that I have tonight, I noticed that there were a few drivers that ran well at COTA and at Indy Road. And do you guys think that there is a correlation between one or two of these road courses that we've ran this year that pertain more or correlate more to the Roval, or are we looking at all the road courses combined equally?
I like personally COTA, Chicago, and Indy comparing.
Why Chicago?
The main problem with main problem
just because it's the Roval has its tight section, so I mean, I wouldn't put full percentage like equally between them, but I think you could throw some Chicago street race into it because Charlotte almost reminds me of a street course almost in some of its spots.
Kyle, what were you gonna say?
The only difference with Indy Oval, I mean, it could correlate, but we didn't have stage cautions. So it's some of those differences there are going to,
See, does that matter? Does that matter, though?
Yeah, because the playoff guys need to get through this round. So that's they're not gonna short it.
Yeah, go they did. It's like amplified this week with the playoff.
They did
guys.
This shit. They did this shit, hoping NASCAR is fixed is gonna get a damn win,
which he might.
Yeah, but see, he has to run for points though.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Owners too. Points.
Can he fall out of the owners?
Yeah, he's only like up, but like 6 or 7 points, I think.
What?
Yeah, he's going to have to run for points.
No.
I think he's a little higher than that. But.
He's fourth. He's fourth in owner's points. I looked it up. So he's got to be.
Rory looked it up, folks.
Yeah, but if he, right. Rory, if he so hits those stage
seven
points,
points ahead of eighth place.
That ain't a whole lot of points.
Yeah.
Nope.
56 and 63.
Oh, okay.
He's points racing.
Okay.
Damn, that just puts a dagger in my heart. You know who's not points racing? AJ fucking Allmendinger.
AJ or Michael McDowell. McDowell.
KF fucking Bush.
Yep. Yeah, I guess he's not really points racing, but it is mathematically possible. Just
he's
saying.
Gone for the
Kyle Bush, I think, no shit, is going to show up with a fast fucking race
18?
Car. And 20? He does not have to run. For any kind of stage points whatsoever, you get him out front at the end of fucking third, when third stage is beginning, and it's just a fuck up with him winning the race. He's going to stretch it out so damn far.
I mean, he's definitely going to suicide strategy, here. That's for sure. No, Kyle Busch is not good here. He's terrible.
No, he is actually fucking fast here. He had bad luck and wrecked. Oh. But he also is fucking fast here.
Okay. Well, I mean,
Kyle Busch, he's fast everywhere, right?
That's Kyle motherfucking
he can
Busch.
Be.
Yeah.
And right, I trust that they're going to put a good race car up underneath him.
I am lukewarm again with Kyle Busch. Now, the fact that he's got to win or almost has to win does entice me a little bit, like what Zach was saying earlier, but it's like he has had some good speed on road courses this year. I am on him for a little top tenner at even money because NLD speed ranking of 6th at COTA, 6th at Sonoma, and 7th at Watkins Glen, and he finished 2nd at COTA, 2nd at Sonoma, and 5th. At Watkins Glen. So,
well, at Indy, if they would have put the goddamn good valve springs in this bitch, he was running good at Indy.
The doo-doo num nuts from
I bet they got the good fucking valve springs in there this week. We won't hear about an engine failure. We might hear about him tearing the transmission out or something, but I guarantee you the fucking motor's going to be on point.
All right, Kyle, who are we on this week, buddy? I know one guy you're on, but who else are we on?
So, I have not actually bet AJ outright because I went and found winning team colleague at the same number.
Oh.
So why would you not take Justin Haley alongside Dinger for free? He's 15th on NLD's model. It's a long shot, but Haley, when he gets out front at road courses, he doesn't miss his marks. If you watch him at Chicago, he finished 2nd there. The only person that was able to get around him was SVG. And
Haley's a crazy move. I like that.
He finished 5th last year at the Roval, and he was 5th when the cardboard caution came out as
Haley
well.
Haley top 10.
Yep. That's in my card as well. It is plus 275 on Hard Rock and Caesars. I've also got top 5 because it's freaking 11-1 on Hard Rock, so I had to sprinkle that.
Wow.
If you really like Justin Haley, he's like 80-1 on DraftKings, but I like
it would
that
be one. Beautiful in a Caesars group if they do all those crazy ass groups and you can get them in a group.
He's got Dinger to make that car better throughout practice. That's a great road course, you know, someone to bounce ideas off of.
The only thing
I'm going there.
I want to say he's got a top 5 here in Xfinity.
Haley?
Yeah.
That means absolutely
to
me.
Well, I'm just saying he gets around the fucking course.
And it means he has it one changes. More race on the Roval, which they haven't ran that many races on the Roval.
Okay, that's fair. That's fine.
I think he has a top 10 in Cup, too. So I mean,
finished 5th last year.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like guys that are not going to be, that are leaving their teams. That's just.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Because of the information sharing and the the investment that they're going to make.
It's kind of like the Kyle Busch at Martinsville. You know, just put them in a car that finishes five laps down.
Let's see. This might take me a second to pull up, but let's see what hit his. Oh, yeah.
Same on.
Go ahead.
Same idea on McDowell. You can get front row at 900, which is the same as him.
Well, Barstool put out Gilliland at 8.5-1 last night. So
Gilliland's not in the front row this weekend, though.
It's Zane.
Yeah, so Zane. Well, it's one of those things where, like, you're dumb if you don't take. Might as well just take the multiple team thing. I mean.
So, yeah, that's the only two outrights I've taken so far. Outrights, winning team, whatever you want to call it.
Which the books are basically telling you the one. The one of them has. I like it when they fuck up and don't, like, they count in the other one a little bit more. Like, Childress, you've been able to get them at a little bit higher, and you know Kyle Busch is the only one that's going to fucking win over there.
All right, Zach.
Outside of Super Speedway.
Zach.
Spacer.
Mm-hmm. So, you're not crazy about pre-practice qualifying bets this week. For the people listening, and for me selfishly, I live and die by your model. And I have bet Tyler Reddick at 8.5-1. I think he's anywhere between 7-1, 6.5-1 to 8-1 now. The metric score is not close. It's over 2 points over second place Chase Elliott. How much equity are you giving the model at this point in the week, and what are your thoughts on Tyler Reddick?
I mean, if you listen to his interview after the race last week, he was like, hey, we're just going to go and qualify up front and then get a bunch of stage points and we'll be fine. Don't love that for winning. That's why I'm staying away, because so if you look at the top three in the model, Reddick, Elliott, and Byron, Reddick and Elliott are going for points. So, like, I won't bet them to win at all. Like, I mean, if you go for points, you're not getting back up there. Like, good luck. You're going to need
unless a cardboard caution comes out.
Even with the cardboard caution, you're still not getting back up there. Like, you're going to need the cardboard caution, another rack, and another rack.
A big rack, probably.
So, are you maybe saying that there's a better potential this week for, like, some maybe a non-playoff driver to win, some crazy nonsense bullshit? I mean, you're putting more emphasis on that than the model?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think that Allmendinger, McDowell, Suarez. The thing I'm struggling with on Suarez is I can't wrap my head around Ross needs to win. So can Suarez really win then? Wouldn't they give, you know, just in my head thinking, you know, can someone's teammate win when the other guy needs to win to get in?
I think Chastain's live here. I think they're going all out for the win. And I think Chastain's the type of person, if you get him out front somehow or you know, his pit crew isn't all that bad. Like, they can make up. Yeah, they can make up spots. So, I mean, you get a guy in clean air like him, and his mindset changes. I think he's better under pressure than he is not under pressure.
Mm-hmm. He's only 10 points out, though. So, he could be, racing.
Yeah, I have him as a question mark. I have him and Bubba. And Denny Hamlin is question marks.
And then, I can see Trackhouse going all out before I can see any of the others, just because they're newcomers to this.
All out for who? For Ross or both of them?
Yeah, to win. All out to win. Like, just put it in the hands of your driver, especially if he shows up fast. If he qualifies good and has that upfront track position.
And he's going to run for stage points in stage one if he's qualified up front.
He has to. No, he has to.
It depends on who he's racing and what they're doing and where they're at.
Qualifying will shed a little light on stuff. Like, you know, if someone qualifies in the back, they'll probably stay out.
He's got to beat a bunch of good road course drivers to point his way into this.
Rory, if Ross Chastain starts seventh, he is staying out for points in stage one.
Motherfucker, I'm just telling you, he has to beat damn Kyle Larson, Martin Truex, Tyler Reddick, and fucking Kyle Busch that you know ain't damn gonna be damn doing no points racing. He's got to beat all of these guys. If Kyle Busch wins the fucking race, it's over.
He doesn't have to beat any of them guys. He just has to beat Bubba and Brad.
And Brad. And Reddick.
Nah. As Why? Long as Reddick does it. Because he only has to move up. He only has to beat two more guys.
Oh, you're right? Talking in the stage?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's 11th in points. We know he's going to beat... But...
So he needs to beat Reddick, Bubba, and Brad and Bubba are you might
well, that's, dog shit.
That's shoo-aways that whatever. Like, you know, who knows what the
so
hell
I think
they're
it's
gonna
you're looking
try
at like
do.
Reddick and Ross against each other, and they're probably both gonna stay out and get points.
Well, here's the thing. What if Truex breaks his transmission early? Then I mean, he's probably going points race.
You can't predict that.
I know. But Rory, I do agree with you, Rory, because
he's got to win.
If something happens to anybody from Bell down, Bell's 22 points to the good. If he wrecks or mechanical issue and he's dead ass last, that opens up this cutoff line. If any of those guys that something
it just
kind of
depends.
It changes the whole complexion.
Yeah, right. It kind of depends on what's going on during the race, and then you make a mid-race call. If I'm fucking Ross Chastain's crew, I'm going in this race wanting to win this damn race. And as good as we are on road courses and have won road courses, I got to be thinking we're going to show up with the fucking SVG car here or something.
You would think, right? But Suarez ran it at... Where did Suarez run it? And it was...
Indy.
Was it Indy?
Right.
I felt like he ran it somewhere and it was dump truck, but maybe not. How many times can you run a car to make it that good? I don't know.
If it ain't got wrecked or hit, you run it a whole lot of times. All you're doing is changing the motor, maybe replacing a few parts or whatever. But I mean, I don't think they all correlate though. I do think SVG's car correlates to fucking Roval somewhat.
Yeah, because of the tightness. Go ahead. Wonder
what number you can get on Trackhouse team. I haven't looked.
I don't know. Up. That would probably be the play. Probably plus.
Let's see.
Probably 1600.
No.
No.
I would play that. I don't know. I'm recording on my phone.
Probably
so
not.
I'm pulling it up. Hold on.
Probably 650 or something. Probably
no, eight. No way.
For some reason, those don't appear in PA.
Winning team. Here we go. Trackhouse, 13-1 on Caesar Sportsbook.
What did I say, 16?
I thought you said 6.5.
No, he said 16 first.
Oh,
yeah, right off the bat.
Okay,
yep.
Okay.
Then y'all tried to calm me down.
No.
13 is...
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Are you Jewish?
No. My first cousin is, though.
Tried to G me down. I said 16. I was the closest. 13. That's not
Let's
bad.
See what Bet365 has to offer.
That ain't bad at all, actually. 13.
You like that?
There's a weird amount of value in this market.
14 on Bet365. Shit.
I mean, for somebody that
I don't want any part of that. I don't want any part of that. I'll leave that for you. You can have that.
That'd be some funny shit. I don't want any part of it, and it'd be some funny shit if they did win. I'm just trying to make sense of I don't think Chastain's points racing unless something happens to somebody in front of him to where it makes sense to point race.
I think he is.
Yeah, I think
it's only 10 points. It's not a lot, you know?
Well, you're dumb as hell if you think you're going to beat anybody that's in front of you points racing. That's fucking...
Dude, Brad and Bubba?
Well, that still ain't taking care of getting into the goddamn final eight. You got to beat
yes,
the
it does.
Eight
you
guys.
You got to beat them.
You got to beat the eight guys that are up there. And guess what? They're all fucking good on road courses.
Not Brad and Bubba.
So what fucking good does it do you to finish outside of the top eight? And then you already throw Reddick in there that can fucking drive on any damn road course, basically. Come on, give me a break.
All right, I'll give you a break. Let's go to shitboxes.
It's okay if he's points racing.
Yeah, because that's what he's going to do.
That's what he needs to do.
All right, let's go to shitboxes. I'll go first. We're going to tone it down a little bit. I was originally, before we started recording, was going to go with Red Dog, but I'm not going to. I did lay that bet already, just because, like, he's first in overall NLD speed ranking on all
what
road.
What bet?
What motherfucker? Bet? What?
What bet?
Tyler Reddick.
For outright?
Yes.
Or.
That's all you wanted to know? You interrupted me to ask me what the bet was? Now he's just staring at me.
Why the fuck would you bet on Tyler Reddick to win this?
Did you not hear what I said when I first started? This is not my bet. I've been talked off the ledge.
All right, let's go.
All right, so he's like first in like every first or third in like every single stat that Zach has provided me this week, which is why I jumped on him 8.5 to 1. I already did bet it, but my shit box.
He might be so fast he does win it.
Might be. You know who's not? Ross Chastain.
Fuck you.
I might as well just put the mortgage on Denny Hamlin.
Kyle Larson is, though. Kyle Larson.
Will you let me get my fucking shitbox out? I feel like we're like two spouses that hate each other.
I love you.
I love you too, buddy. All right, I'm going Kyle Busch, top 10 at even money on Bet365. And he's had good speed this year. All right. I already talked about his sixth and seventh.
Grow a
speed
set of
ranking.
Nuts and take him top 5 plus 300.
Did you guys hear something?
Nah.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure. I'm gonna piss him off so bad. NLD speed of 6th, 6th, and 7th. That's 6th at Coda, 6th at Sonoma, and 7th at Watkins Glen with an asterisk mark by Indy Road. He was, I think, either in 5th or 6th when his car let go. Whatever let go. So that would have been another good run, good finish. And he finished better than he ran. He finished 2nd at both Coda and Sonoma and then finished 5th at Watkins Glen. I think I've already talked about this. But he's got to go for the win. So I guess the argument against this is it's checkers or wreckers, right? So you either take him 18 to 1, 16 to 1, whatever number he's at, because he's either going to win or he's going to wreck. But I do think that I love even money for a top 10 better than laying the mortgage on him outright. So I think, you know, we saw Reddick run extremely well in this 8-car last year. We've seen Kyle run very well at 4 of the 5 road courses, definitely 3 of the 5, absolutely. And I love even money. I don't even know what his odds are on other books for a top 10, but usually Bet365 has the rest of the market beat. But I did hear a couple rumblings that the top 10 market's pretty favorable for the gambler this week. So I like me a little Kyle motherfucking Busch KFB top 10 even money. Zach, are you ready to fire?
I'll just go with that Suarez pull bet for my
shit. Oh, that's
right.
I forgot. You didn't have any race bets.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. I'm going to wait till practice. But he's been up there. I like the odds at 15 to 1 to win the pull. I think he has a real legit shot. He's number two overall in my poll metric for this week. He's made 5 final groups and 4 top fives.
What are the odds?
15 to 1.
15 to 1. And he, let me find his name here. He started, he's got some qualifying numbers. He started 5th at Coda, 9th at Sonoma, 5th at Chicago, sat on the pole at Indy Road, and then 14th at Watkins Glen. Yeah, he's got some good starts.
3rd at the Rova last year.
Mm. Damn. I'm fading Daniel Suarez in the race with Denny Hamlin, but
Yeah, that's fine. This is just qualifying.
That's true. I keep forgetting. Thanks for reminding me. All right, Kyle. I failed to tell you that you needed a play, but you said you've got two outrights. Do you have anything else, or give us your favorite outright of the two that you bet?
Is this essentially the best bet?
Or what I got? Best. But yes, it's a little confusing for first time guests because we call it a shit box, but it's really your best bet. So yeah, best bet.
Okay. The most money I have down is on AJ Allmendinger top 10 at -160 on Caesars because I don't know why that's a playable number.
You could stop there. Yeah, and you did. I agree. Yeah. I think that's quite ridiculous.
It's a little juicy, but yeah, he's at -200, -225 most books, and then Caesars is like, here you go. I'm like, I guess I'll take it.
What do they say? You only pay the juice if you lose.
Yep. So that's my fattest bet so far.
-160. I do love me some AJ this week. Based on nothing at all other than I just love betting AJ on road courses. Who doesn't? I mean,
He was fast at Indy Road, even though he spun. He was fast. He's been fast all year at the road courses. He just keeps running into stupid shit. They need to qualify better, but the difference this race is they've got the stages to make up those positions if they qualify bad. They're not point racing.
He also had the fastest car, according to Zach's NLD speed ranking, at the Roval last year, for what it's worth.
Yep. Fourth in the model. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The model typically
if he qualifies bad, what's his top 10?
After? I don't. It's not getting any worse than -130. I'll tell you that.
How bad are we talking?
I've seen them qualifying? Even. I've 20th. Seen them even. 20th. I've seen them even this year on top 10 at road course.
20th. Qualifies 20th. What's his number?
Even.
Even.
He'd have to start stage racing. He has been even this year. I promise you top 10 after P&Q.
I don't think they're going to do that with stage racing this weekend.
Maybe they won't.
Are we really going back?
I'll hit it again. I'll put more money on that.
I'll bet if he qualifies 20th and his top 10 price is -130 or better, I will slam it. Yes,
that's I will double down.
I would definitely.
I agree.
Yep. Yeah, no.
All right, Roars, are you ready for a shit box? You're the last one to go.
I actually like AJ this week.
Oh, shock.
I'm just trying to figure out the qualifying situation.
I like what group is AJ in, Zach?
Let me look.
Because if he is in group, whatever the shittier
Zach.
Group is.
Zach has like 10 monitors.
And he's got two that he's not even using behind him, which is the craziest
part. Awesome. It's fucking always ready. Cool.
He's in group B.
Fucking data.
Which is the better one?
A.
Damn it. Well, that might be better for our top 10 bet. Might be.
I mean, he'll probably be top half of group B. He's made, like I said, I had six. He's been in five of the finals at the six road courses. So he'll be in the final.
Yeah. He's good. That's
top 10 starting spot. So I don't think it changes any. If anything, it'll go to -2.
Let's see where he has started this year.
My shit box, by the way,
fifth is 26th, sixth.
Okay.
Let's go big nuts. Let's go KFB +600. Top three.
I like it.
B365. I jumped all over that early. I was like, you motherfuckers actually gave me something close to what Zach predicted.
Oh, you did predict
Zach,
that.
Zach's model fucking said 25-1. I'll take 20-1 in the fucking bullshit market that they have the time throw out there. That's pretty close.
I remember correctly, Zach, you said that Kyle was going to be like 6-1 and then like 2.5-1 for a top five earlier.
I just do the wins right now.
Who? I feel like Roy, maybe it was you. Somebody said.
I was telling you what I was going to fire on, I think. Whatever the hell. It was, and then they threw that out there because I'd already talked to Zach, and Zach was like, well, I have him 25-1 fair model. you know. When I seen 20, I was like, I'm definitely fucking taking that.
I can't find our text. It was just with me and you. Go ahead, Kyle.
I just keep throwing out dingers, so I'm going to throw something different out for a best bet if you don't like AJ this weekend. How about William Byron minus 136 over Ryan Blaney?
Yes. Fuck that up.
So that's over on Caesars. Yes. Byron is third in the model. Blaney is 21st in the model. Byron is very, very good.
No Blaney love in the model. This year. Anti-Blaney love in the model. Sheesh.
Blaney got lucky as fuck when he won here.
I mean, he was running third.
He was still third.
Yeah.
He did run. That was that was a while back.
He's going to finish a lot higher than the model because he is going, he doesn't care about points. Yeah.
Right.
He
may. Neither does Byron.
Yeah. He could, Blaney could like, hey, stage two, stay out and get, win that.
And try to win it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to get the extra point because he has no chance of winning. Like, Byron should have a good car and have a chance of winning.
Byron, actually, I believe, can win this race where fucking Blaney is like, no.
What are the odds?
And I really,
what are the odds on the matchup?
I honestly think you're getting Blaney at fucking 6-1. If he sits on the pole, this motherfucker is going to be hard to beat. He's like fucked up pit stop or a caution away from like running away with this.
Minus 136 is the number. So it's a little juicy, but
don't.
Yeah. What is Byron? What is Byron outright?
Like
650.
Yeah, 657 right now.
Co-favorite.
I don't want anything to do with
market.
That.
I have fair market at six, so I kind of just leave it alone.
Dude, that's crazy. My local gave me 34-1 at Watkins Glen, and you got fair market value this week at six. That's.
That was awesome.
Do you guys remember what the legals had him at Watkins Glen?
He was more in that 20-something. It wasn't 34.
It definitely was not in the 30s.
No, it was 20, I want to say, somewhere.
Is there a way to go back and look at historical odds? I have yet to find a way.
Unless you manually keep track.
I think somewhere
they don't want us to know that.
Yeah, he possibly could have been 25 at somewhere that I seen that week. It wasn't 34 like whatever the fuck odds they got. Yeah, good job.
Let's go see if
good job, buddy.
Yeah.
I had him at 18, and it looks like I bet him like right before the race. So
okay, let's see if he's the locals decided to get off their tushes. No, they haven't. So I am not betting William Byron at 6.5 or 7-1. That's just not. Nope. That's just not happening.
I would rather one see race. Him qualify. I would rather see him qualify on the pole and then them slip up and not drop him low enough and take him. That would be the more confident bet.
He had fourth place NLD speed last year at the Roval and second at COTA this year. And if it wasn't for Reddick's hot rod, he would have won that race.
Yeah. If it wasn't for the shit show at the end of that
which
would have been
which very well nice. Probably going to happen this week at the Roval.
Yeah.
I mean, something. Zach, you may have tweeted or Discord or texted something about the restart zone and how you think it's gonna tame it out.
So, you know how they used to do it out on the track, like on the, they're actually going through the chicane now, and the restart zone is like in the middle of the chicane. So, that's going to set at least like the first 10 cars are going to get separated out. So,
it's going to stop them from having the hard brake.
Yeah, they're not going to have, I don't think you're going to see big pileups in tournament this year.
Yeah.
They did that in Indy too, and you saw how many cautions there were in that race.
It lets them get some separation going.
Yeah, like
going
they had
into
it.
Now what turn three instead of
like
one.
They had for Indy and Chicago they did it too. So I don't think I know the stage cautions is going to bunch them up, but if you watch last year's race was tame, perfectly fine until the thing
cardboard.
The cardboard was on the track. And then after that, it was just that restart was just bananas. And I mean, it wasn't that crazy of a race is what I'll say. So I think it's going to be less time.
Was the Chase Elliott, Kevin Harvick debacle, was that last year or the year before?
They did get into each other last year, but the one where it was for like the playoffs, that was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Elliott's bumper came off and then they throw a caution.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
And then.
Yeah.
Okay. Last year, just got like Reddick, Harvick, and Elliott all got tangled up on the restart, and Harvick came out best, and then Bell got him on like the next restart.
Mm, that's right.
Yep. Tires.
All right. What do you say we hop into old Grid Rival? Unless y'all got something else to fire away, Kyle. Xfinity. You got anything? I mean, y'all can talk about it. I haven't looked at shit.
Last matchup. Kyle Busch over Truex. Truex is point racing. We like Kyle Busch, right? So,
I do like Kyle Busch.
Minus 105 on DraftKings. He is somehow not favored.
Well, I love Kyle Busch. Truex, I mean, he's had some good runs this year. But what Zach was saying...
It's about the points.
It is about the points, and also... it looks like NLD speed. Truex has only had one good race, and that was Sonoma. Obviously, he was the best car. But recent form... Truex ain't done shit worth a fuck.
Yeah.
No. Back to old Truex.
Jack, do you have an opinion?
I don't think Truex. Like I said, I don't think he peaked way too early.
Yeah, okay.
He's likely hoping this week to finish in the top 10 or so, probably top 5, maybe. Grabbing some stage points and rolling on. Because you are coming up on his better, you know, should be tracks as far as the next two, especially. I mean, he's won Martinsville and done well there, but Martinsville's kind of, I don't know what to think of Martinsville nowadays.
I figure Truex either qualifies well and then stays out for the stage points and then loses track position that way, or he doesn't qualify well, which means he's probably not very fast anyhow.
Yeah.
All right, Rory, you want to talk Xfinity? Let her rip. The segment is yours.
Oh, shit. Let's roll with a little Jordan Taylor plus 1,200. Only racing for the win. I think he'll be all right in this car. And as fast as this car has been the last three Rovals, why not take the road course guy that has nothing to lose? And hopefully they don't screw a pit stop up and he doesn't speed on pit road.
Okay.
Zach.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
No, let it rip, Rory.
I'll give you – I haven't made any Xfinity bets at all, but I did research – who is probably points racing and who is not. I would say guys that are points racing, you'll see Chandler Smith is on the edge. He's probably fine. But Sammy Smith, Sheldon Creed, Daniel Hemric, Parker Kligerman will all be points racing. I would stay away for those four. Mayer, Barry, and Burton, they just got a win. They're so far back. And then Custer, Hill, Chandler Smith, they have a pretty good points cushion, and then Algar and Nemechek, they should just be gone for win too, since they're already locked in.
I mean, what do you think about Jordan Taylor? I think he's going to be pretty fast unloading, won't have no problem whatsoever adapting to here, and I think he's going to qualify good. He qualified good in the Cup car.
I like here. I haven't bet it yet, but I like Nemechek because I think he's gonna be able to play the strategy right.
Gibbs is so fast on the road courses too. I watched Dinger not win a race at Indy Roval in a college car for the first time, so I'm a little skeptical of Xfinity road course speed right now because of that. But I like Jordan Taylor as a driver, for what it's worth.
His social media game is on speed, fire.
Yeah,
I'm just saying if you grab him at 12 for. I mean, I'm not saying I'm loading up on this, like, guaranteed, but a fun bet to have if he qualifies well, he's not going to be 1,200.
That's true.
I mean, that's what I'm going at. I hate to kick myself in the nuts after qualifying's over, and it's like, damn it, I liked him coming in, and then I knew he was probably going to qualify well and not going to be 1,200.
How about Boris Said? 2.5 to 1 for a top fiver. How about it for the old fuckers?
I like that top five because I think he's going to keep it under him and finish this race and has an awesome car. Awesome car.
I just think there'll be too many regulars ahead of him. Like, so you'll have Algar, Nemechek, Barry, Mayer, Custer, Austin Hill, and then he's probably after them.
I would rather wait on him and see if he qualifies top 10. If he shows speed, then you know you're good and you lose a little bit of value. But, I mean, how much are they going to move him? Unless he just goes out there and sets on the pole, like, a second faster than the field.
I'm a little worried that Boris is going to drive too nice with these kids that are running for the playoffs.
No, dude. No way.
You don't think so?
Unless Chevy and or Hendrick and or JRM is like, hey, buddy, listen, cool it. But why would Boris Said race in this race if he wasn't in it to win it?
I mean, he's in it to win it, but I don't think he's in it to push the envelope, I guess, is my worry here.
Okay.
He wants to bring that car home, so I guess that's where I'm like, eh. I almost like him more outright than I like him top five, if that makes sense somehow. Because, like, if he has speed, then 18 to 1 is awesome. But I don't know.
When you get older, you get soft.
That's the idea.
The softer that's, you get.
61 is pretty old. So.
Damn, he's 61.
I like Boris Said, but 61 is pretty old.
Dude,
like,
there's no way he's 61, dude.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
No, he's old.
Yeah.
He is 61.
I mean, he's
he's 61, dude.
I am not Boris Said Hayton for the record, but that's pretty old.
No, that's old as shit to be racing a NASCAR. Yeah. How old was Mark Martin, dude? He wasn't 60.
Bill Elliott.
Mark Martin was a machine, though. I don't know that Boris Said's a machine.
What was Bill, like 63?
Who?
Or something when Bill Elliott.
Oh, yeah, when he ran like those couple.
So he was born in 1955, and Boris Said was born in 1962. So they're 7 years apart. That's crazy. And Bill Elliott's last race was in 2018. That was 5 years ago.
It's pretty wild too, really.
63. Yeah, he was 63. Rory, how in the fuck did you know that?
Well done.
I just know shit.
It's nuts.
Just call him the NASCAR savant.
It's just
I'm AI. That's why I can't wait to go up against AI.
I am AI.
I need
a meme pronto.
I need some lighting on him.
Yeah. Rory, turn the light on, dude.
Yeah. I'll find the old picture. I got it.
Yeah. Let me go up against AI fucking live.
He said,
I can't fucking wait.
Oh my God.
Can't
dude.
You imagine me live betting NASCAR? Oh my goodness. Give me the matchups and everything right there. Give me that live.
Oh shit. All right.
I'll fuck
that's
them up.
That's funny, dude. God, that's hilarious. All right, man.
I will.
All right, let's get into Grid Rival. I'm running on like hour number 18.
I will fucking tear them a new asshole live. Bring the live betting out. Bring it out.
Oh, man. You're crazy. All right.
Other than odds to win, bring me some matchups live. Bring them.
Bring them. Bring them.
That would be awesome.
Pit road times. Bring them. All right. Grid Rival. You guys ready?
Yes.
Thank you, Kyle. Jesus.
I got you.
I mean, the regulars on this show, I guess, aren't ready.
Yeah, we're losing energy. Ass. I don't know.
I just pull them out of my ass.
I know you. I'm about to do that because I didn't do any prep work. I'm about to do the same thing. So, Kyle's ready, though.
I'm glad you.
I know Kyle's
I'm
ready.
Glad you. I'm glad you seen. I'm glad that you sent the SS earlier. I was sitting there. I was like, he didn't send SS in here, and I was like, screenshot.
It took me a second too. I feel like I'm getting old, but it took me a second. But I got it.
Yeah.
All right. First matchup, Kyle. Kyle Busch versus Ross Chastain. We have talked at length about both of these guys. What do you think?
This is actually a matchup on sportsbooks. It's on Caesars. Busch is -130 over, or 134 over Chastain. So I'm going to just roll with the books. I think we're all going to roll with Busch, but I'm going to roll with Busch.
I'm also on Kyle Busch. I think Ross Chastain is points racing. Emphasize points racing. And Kyle Busch is not, but we also are big Kyle Busch stands this week. I got him top 10. I like him. Ross has been hit or miss. He won COTA last year, and that's about it on road courses. So Kyle Busch for me too. So 2-0 Kyle Busch. Zach, what are we? Where are we going? Busch.
Kyle Busch.
Busch.
Busch. Roars.
Kyle motherfucking Busch.
All right, we're 4-0. Kyle Busch. Also, by the way, the last 2 weeks, we have gone 4-for-5 in Grid Rival. Our stock is rising.
We're on fire.
We're second in this stage, so I think
we're gonna
get
some shit up.
VIP passes or something if we win, which we're not going to, but no. All right, 4-0 Kyle Busch. Second matchup, a little more difficult. Tyler Red Dog Reddick and Kyle motherfucking Rory Larson. Roars, you're going first, buddy.
Larson.
Okay. Kyle?
Just because Reddick, I think, will be the more popular pick.
Probably will be, but like, has the Kyle Larson narrative on road courses died out? Are we like too far away from that?
Yeah, I think people overlook his mistakes on pit road and different things like that. I mean, Watkins Glen might have played out a little differently if he doesn't get caught speeding on pit road.
Yeah, he had a good car. He had a good car.
I mean, people have short memories. I think Kyle Larson's going to be good.
My Monday headline on the NASCAR betting preview show on Wednesday was Kyle Larson returns to road course prowess. So
I think Kyle Larson's going to have a fast-ass race car.
I'll go with Larson, too. So we're 2-0 Larson. Zach, thoughts?
Larson.
Fade the public, or do you have a reason?
I like to fade the public.
Yeah. At this point,
I think they look at recency bias. I mean, what? Reddick's won 2, 3 in the past 2 years in this car.
Has he?
I think.
Larson?
Right. No, I'm talking about Reddick.
Oh, yeah. He's won two in the last, yes.
Jump people over on, yeah, on his side. And he really hasn't been all that impressive, in my opinion, on road courses like he was last year.
This is true. All right.
I mean, he was dominating last year.
Reddick?
Larson's had, I think, more speed. He just has stupid shit that happens. But I'm willing to take Larson in this just based off of they don't have no shit happen. He could win this race still being way the fuck off strategy. I could see that.
I cannot because of the lack of passing, but I could see Kyle Larson winning this race. That's a fact. All right. What? You think if he's off strategy and he's going to drive through the field? No way.
Hey, Mike.
I mean,
off strategy in stage two could be a good thing if he's not points racing.
It depends on, let's say the right cars fall out of this damn race early and he's good to go in the middle of stage two. It's on. Yep. They going for the fucking win.
I mean,
and Reddick could still be points racing at that point.
I agree. Kyle Larson could win this race, but I don't think he's going to drive through the field to do it. I hope I'm wrong. Fair. I hope I'm wrong.
I think if you get off strategy, you're going to have a very hard time winning.
I'm with Zach. I'm with Zach on that. Yeah.
If you're staying out, it is going to be hard.
I don't think off strategy would help him win, but I think it could help him beat Tyler Reddick, because Tyler Reddick will be stage point racing.
That's correct. That's correct.
Think about how many times this race right here is finished under green-white checkered.
Too many.
All right. So throw that into the equation. Call it the shit show. And you're stupid if you jump on too much shit at this place about like a super speedway.
I mean, yeah,
I fully disagree with that.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Zach does too, I think.
We have a general idea of what running order they in, and they cannot pass each other.
Yeah.
And we know who's racing for points.
Right. We have so much more information but than we have at a super speedway.
Correct. Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have to disagree with Rory there, but we have seen miraculous shit shows at the Roval. So
yeah, it is betting NASCAR. I agree with that.
who are we kidding, dude?
I mean, we're all trying to figure it out, but yeah, it can always go haywire at the end.
No, you're right.
It's NASCAR. It's what they want.
This place scares the shit out of me, and I'd rather bet like double the unit size that I normally would bet at the next two races.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yes. Okay, Kyle, Kyle, are you on Larson, or are you going to make an argument?
Yeah, I'll go with Larson. Okay, of the Reddick stage two thing.
Basically. We are 4-0 on the same drivers. Either really good or we are a clown show.
I think we're going to be fine.
I think we're 2-0 right now.
Okay, I think we're 2-0 too. I like the way you think about things, Kyle. All right,
we're positive down here on the bottom part. We're positive over here. You gotta look at it. We're gonna win this bitch.
We're gonna win this. You guys probably don't know this, but Jalen Ramsey in 2017 played for the Jags. He goes, "We going to the Super Bowl and we gonna win that bitch." That did not work out very well for us.
It almost did.
Miles
Jaguars ever been to the Super Bowl?
It was a hell of a game.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, so I didn't know. I was asking.
No, seriously. We've never been to the Super Bowl. However,
in the 90s they made it.
No.
Y'all made it to the AFC Championship game with Mark Brunell as y'all's quarterback. God. The same year that the Panthers made it to the damn Super Bowl.
Rory, in 94. I forgive.
Right?
No, it was like 90.
Or they both made it to 99. The championship game. But neither made it to there, but the Panthers have been to a Super Bowl when y'all haven't been to a Super Bowl.
Okay. Well, I all was right. going to say that go. I forgive everything bad that you've ever said about me and all the shit you've given me, but then, yeah, you really lost me there at the end. But yes, we've never been to a Super Bowl, and I'm proud of you for knowing that Mark Brunell was our quarterback, and
I used to play the shit out of him and Madden.
Damn right.
I'd be bombing down there to Keenan McCardell, Jimmy Smith. Damn. We'd be lighting the points up.
Damn, Rory. Come on, baby. Feed me. Jimmy Smith's a dog. All right.
Yep.
Fun fact. Sorry, I have to tell a story. I'm sitting at the beginning of the fourth quarter in Foxborough. The Jags are up 17-3 with one quarter to play. And my family, my dad, and I are looking at flights and hotels and tickets for the Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles.
And then they shit the bed.
And then the Zebras came into play, and we lost, and Tom Brady won. So,
yeah,
that's that. We never went. We've never been to Super Bowl. All right.
I had y'all first half.
Damn right, baby. All right, next third matchup, Bubba Wallace and Brad Keselowski. Kyle, on the spot, talk to me.
This is a toss-up of a matchup, isn't it?
Battle of the shitboxes.
This is a mess. I'm going to go with Wallace because I think he's going to be trying to get points in the stages, but I don't think he'll quite get there, so I think he'll pit. Does that make sense? So I don't know. There's not a great reason here. I'm going with Wallace, though.
I'm going to go with Wallace just because I think Wallace is going to be faster than Brad.
That's fair.
Just think about what you just said.
I mean,
you say that about every matchup.
I mean, yeah, but it's not that simple with stage racing.
I'm so lukewarm on this. I'm going with the model, and Bubba is one spot ahead of Brad. So I'm also going Bubba.
So he's going to be faster than Brad.
Doesn't matter by how much.
I mean, you bet if on he's too fast, much faster, fucking race cars.
Then he might get stage points, and then Brad has the better odds there of actually beating him in stage three. I don't know. That's a good matchup. The three middle ones are all just like, who's going to get stage points and who's not?
This is a battle of the shit boxes, dude. They both suck on road courses. Yeah. They're terrible.
Yeah.
I think Baba's been a little approved.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
He had a good car at Coda until he wrecked himself and somebody else. I don't remember who.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you drive next to Tyler Reddick, you got to pick something up, right?
That's true. Good point. That's fair. He had the eighth best NLD speed at Watkins Glen. There you go.
He's been better. I feel like he's.
I hope he points his way through personally. So.
I don't mind the Bubba succeeding.
If he points his way through, he might be worth sprinkling coming into this championship odds.
You may as well take him now. Yeah,
Talladega.
Whoa.
Because
you may want to take him now, Roars.
Yeah, he's like 65 now, which doesn't even make sense. He didn't even finish good at Talladega. But.
Yeah, because he's going to be good at the next two, probably.
Yep.
Vegas and Homestead.
Then you got a good, hedge option on whoever the hell. Spread it around.
Damn, this is a big week for Bubba.
I like that.
It's a big week for Bubba.
I think he comes through. I think he gets through.
All right, Bubba, it is 4-0 once again on Bubba.
What? Who has odds to advance? Bet Rivers usually puts that shit up. What are his odds to advance?
Elevate.
That's going to be my shit box.
Insert another elevator music.
I know he's top 10 plus 350. I think I put a free bet on that. Just because. If he doesn't get stage points and he pits, then he'll have some track
position. But he's just so bad on road course.
He finished what at Indy road course during the shit show that year? What did he finish?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he's never been great at Indy as someone who goes to that race.
So. Yeah, you would know. Hey, you live there.
Speaking of, I was in the crowd when Majeski won at IRP.
Let's go, babe. Are you going to any other truck races this year?
There's only two left. I'm an Indy man. I ain't driving all the way for the truck.
I need you in person. I need to cash a bet.
Dude, we got to do something next year for sure.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, we're going to play. I think we're going to play in Dagen in the spring. Yeah, we're going to do that. All right.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you guys. I love each and every one of you and everyone listening, but I am ready to get this shit fucking over with. I'm 18 and a half hours into my fucking day today, and I got to do another one tomorrow. So we're finishing this shit, and we are getting out of here.
I was in a talkative mood.
I know you were. We are at an hour and a half. That is...
Yeah, it's a high-quality podcast.
So. Yeah, and it's 11 p.m., and I'm tired. All right, Truex and Buescher, Zach, go.
Truex.
I'm also down for Truex. Rory.
Buescher.
Oh, it comes down to Kyle, and then it comes down to the model.
The model.
Oh, Buescher. Shit. It's Truex. Truex is 7th. Buescher is 14th.
I thought I was going to have to call SC on this one. He was like, call me if y'all want me to be the tiebreaker in matchups. And I was like, if we go 2-2, I'll give you a call. It was almost there.
We got to go with the model, right? Sorry, SC. Love you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going Buescher.
All right. Well, I'll enter a lineup just for you with Buescher in it. And Kyle, for that matter. All right. Last matchup, Willie B and Ryan Blaney. I think we're all unanimously on Willie B, right? We talked about this earlier.
Willie B.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I literally bet it, yeah.
Yeah. What odds was that? The -134, -136?
136. Yeah. It's juicy, but I just don't think Blaney's gonna have anything.
Fuck Ryan Blaney. I'll fade Ryan Blaney.
I literally think that number is inflated because he won last week, even though it's a super speedway and has nothing to do with this week.
Byron has been way better than Ryan Blaney on fucking road course.
Yep. That's a weird matchup.
Penske
even
has sucked that is a ass weird matchup. On a road course. Even Cindric is shit on road courses.
Yeah.
It's probably because they're both locked in. That's why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Byron's way more likely to actually win this race. And
Byron's way more likely to qualify better, finish better. Fuck yep. it.
Dude, you could yep. tell me, okay, you could tell me that Byron fails inspection, has to start at the back, and Blaney qualified top 10, and I'd still take Byron.
yeah.
Not, no pass-through, no pass-through.
Damn, you might be talking me into a little Byron minus 136. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't bet before practice, but yeah, before practice, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle. That's, well, I hope you enjoyed your first time on a podcast and laying coin. We appreciate everything you do for us. And
yeah,
we're going to have him back on.
@AutoLotto317 on Twitter, right?
Yep, and I'm in like 5 different Discords if you want to find my plays. So.
Yeah, and
I'll start. I don't know. Zach's giving me okay to put some NASCAR plays in the Discord. So.
Fire it up, dude.
Fire it up. So,
fire it up.
Fire it F1 up.
Too.
Yeah. And IndyCar. Yeah, you're our IndyCar guy. I don't know shit about about IndyCar.
Season is over, so I can't.
He
that
doesn't
anymore.
Know shit about fuck about IndyCar. Honestly.
Connor Daly.
There's money to be made.
I have given him winners before. I'm like, what's your IndyCar matchups on your fucking local? And I start scrolling and I'm like, yeah, nail this.
Hell yeah.
So I think we swept that day.
We did. There was one day before Rory and I did the show together. It was probably a couple years ago at this point. And I sent him screenshots of the matchup, the IndyCar matchups I was getting. And he fired back immediately, and they swept. And I'm like, God, this guy's a fucking guru.
books are bad at IndyCar. It is. If you just know racing, you'll pick it up pretty quick too. It's like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We have a general base idea of what's going on here. So there's money to be made. I hope we make some next year. Damn also, right. if you guys wanna come down for the month of May, we can definitely do something for that. NLD trip to the 500.
The Indy 500 is on the bucket list. I will be in attendance. I went to the Brickyard one year, but Indy 5, maybe. I got to go to the Indy 5.
Yeah. I'll go to the Brickyard this year, too, but that's just because I'm closer.
I've had an invite to the Brickyard with my man Jeff out of my Illinois, Virginia golf betting buddies.
My name's
Jeff. And Jeff. That's the name of it. And. Yeah. He has some like cool ass like family that's been going for like the whole entire time, basically. You know, his uncle was like 84 years in a row or something.
What?
Oh, for the 500, damn.
Yeah,
impressive.
Yeah, for that's the awesome. Indy 500, it was like something crazy.
Man, some of those old heads, man, they know what they're talking about out there, too. I met a security guard this last year that was just like, he knew exactly. I don't know. It's just funny how it's like, this is my, what was it, 60th 500 or whatever. And I've only been working it for 5. So it's like telling me where to get fucked up, basically.
All right. Well, we'll have to go. We'll have to go to the Indy 5. But I'm wrapping this up. Executive decision. I appreciate you guys listening and had a blast. And the shit will be up in no time. So appreciate you guys. Good luck this weekend. Beard on.
Right on. Thanks.
Beard on.
Beard on.
Beard on. Beard on.